Title: There Are Limits. Reining in FCA penalties pursuant to the excessive fines clause. Content: In the high-stakes realm of False Claims Act, FCA, litigation per claim penalties can reach daunting levels that dwarf even treble damages. A recent ruling from the Eighth Circuit Court provides valuable guidance on the limits of penalties under the Constitution, S. Excessive Fines Clause, Clause. In Grant X. Rel. United States v. Zorn, the Eighth Circuit provides clarity applying the clause in FCA litigation, specifically identifying when a penalty for purely economic loss offenses might be considered excessive. Of relevance, the court held that the excessive fines clause applies in intervener and non-intervener CATAM actions. Punitive damages for purely economic offenses should be capped at a single-digit multiplier of actual harm, and actual harm should not be calculated based upon treble damages but instead upon the gravity of the defendant's offense, which is potentially a figure closer to single damages. In 2018, the relator, Stephen Grant, a medical practitioner, filed a CATAM suit under the FCA and Iowa False Claims Act against Stephen Zorn, another medical practitioner and co-owner of the Iowa Sleep Disorders Center and Iowa CPAP. The suit alleged that Zorn knowingly overbilled the federal and Iowa state governments for patient visits, engaged in a kickback scheme between both defending companies, and unjustly fired Grant after he reported these practices. Following a bench trial on the overbilling and retaliation allegations, the kickback scheme allegation was dismissed. The district court found that Zorn submitted 1,050 false claims, which resulted in single damages of $86,332 and per claim penalties of $7,699,525. Recognizing that the penalties were excessive, the district court slightly reduced the penalties to $6,733,896. The Eighth Circuit reversed upon appeal, ruling that the penalties were disproportionate to the actual harm and thus violated the excessive fines clause of the Eighth Amendment. In addressing the issue, which is one of first impression in the Eighth Circuit, the court joined the Eleventh Circuit in finding that the excessive fines clause applies in CATAM actions under the FCA, regardless of whether the government chooses to intervene. It reasoned that in cases where the government is not a formal party, it remains a real party of interest, because it retains the right to intervene, maintains sufficient control over the action, and monetary awards are imposed by the government and payable to it. The clause applies. The circuit court found punitive damages should not exceed a single-digit multiplier in FCA cases in which there was no risks to anyone's health or safety. The Eighth Circuit looked at Supreme Court rulings in due process cases because, quoting the Seventh Circuit, S. United States v. Rogan, 517 F.3d 449, 454, Seventh Circle 2008, Decision 1 T.S. hard to see why the Supreme Court's approach to punitive damages under the Fifth Amendment would differ dramatically from analysis under the excessive fines clause. The circuit court thus relied heavily upon due process cases, State Farm v. Campbell, 538 U.S. 408, 2003, in particular, which held that punitive damages exceeding four times compensatory damages may approach constitutional impropriety. Here, the circuit court reviewed decisions from both within and without the circuit, finding that when the defendant's conduct causes purely economic harm without endangering health or safety, punitive damages and/or per claim penalties were limited to a single multiplier. This distinction is crucial, as it deemed economic harm less reprehensible compared to conduct that disregards the well-being of others. Previous cases it reviewed with higher multipliers involved actions that endangered health or safety, unlike the current case, which involved only economic loss. Therefore, the circuit court concluded that a single-digit multiplier for punitive damages is more appropriate in instances of purely economic damage, aligning with precedent and the principle that punitive damages should bear a reasonable relationship to compensatory damages to avoid constitutional issues. It thus ruled that lower court's award of per claim penalties of 26 times the treble damages and 78 times the actual damages are excessive for purely economic offenses and crossed the line of constitutional impropriety. The circuit court also determined that a single